Welcome friends to the third sem of your course PGDB-LB. In this we are going to, now you are going to study with me the subject called cost accounting. Since you are with me in the last sem, last two sems for financial accounting, now you are going to study with me the cost accounting. Friends, now we are moving on to the second chapter called material of your cost accounting subject. Now, material, when I am talking about material, so when what comes in your mind is what we are talking about raw material. No, but I want to make it clear that when I am talking about material, not only the raw material, but materials can be classified into two categories, direct material and indirect material. Since from the common man point of view, when we talk about material, there first thing which comes in your mind, in their mind, is the raw material which is used for production. But when I am talking about material in cost accounting, it does not only include the raw material but includes all other material also which helps in production process. So in this chapter we are going to study the details regarding material, how the material cost affect your cost of production, what are the various measures which are taken by the, which are implemented by the company to control the cost of material. There are various methods, out of which few of them we are going to study in this chapter. We are going to put light on some, on few of the methods of inventory control, and at the same time we will learn about the techniques how material can be, how material cost can be reduced with the help of management of waste. So all this are covered in this chapter. So we are starting our second chapter. I hope you have enjoyed the first chapter also, but since this is the second chapter of your midterm portion, since you have three chapters in the midterm portion, so this is the second chapter. So we'll start with the chapter called material. Now, as I told you that when I talk about material, material is an important item for all cost accounting department people to take care of, because it forms the major part of the cost of the production. Material constitute of major portion. The major portion of the cost of the product contains the cost of material. Means if take an example, if the cost of production per unit is 90 rupees per unit. I am talking about per unit. So in that it may be 45 to 50 rupees will be the cost of material. So from this we can find out how important the cost of material play an important role in the cost of production calculation. So we are going to study that, and how we can control that also we are going to study. There are different methods, but few of them we are going to discuss since it is there in your syllabus. So start with the chapter called material. Now my dear friends, material are of two categories. They can be direct material and indirect material. Now what is direct material? Direct material are those material which is used for production, which is used for production process. And indirect materials are those items which helps in making the production process going smoothly. So they are the indirect materials. For example, stores and spares, oil, lubricants which we use during the process of your operations. Right? Say, take an example of manufacturing of shirts and pants. In this, in that, the main raw material is cloth. But at the same time, you have metal called, you use oil to put in the sewing machine so that it can work efficiently. We use boxes and packing paper to, and we use all cardboards which is used for packing at the time of finalization of the product. So all that categories, all that materials, all that items are included in direct material. Indirect material. And when I am talking about direct material, say if I am taking example of shirt manufacturing company, direct material is the cloth, the fabric which you use for the production of the, for the production of the shirts or pants. Right? So that is what we are going to study. Now when I am talking about material, metal is a major part in the cost of production. So it becomes very much important to take care of the material, to take care of the inventory control. So material is called as inventory. Material is also called as inventory. Now inventory are of three types. Inventory are of three types. One, raw material, the stock, the inventory which is kept for using in the production process, is called raw material. The inventory which is used during the process is called work in progress. And the inventory which is kept for the purpose of selling, for the sales, they are called finished goods. So when you are talking about inventory, there are three categories of inventory: raw material, work in progress, finished goods. Now, since I told you how much important is material is for the production process and for the calculation of cost, since I am talking about the cost accounting department people has to take an immense care when they are dealing with material. For that purpose, they are doing inventory control. Now, first of all, we'll find out why there is need of inventory control. Now, I want to ask you why there is need of inventory control. Yes, anyone from your side who is listening to me and who is watching this video right now, can you tell me why there is need of inventory control? You can give me the answer right now. Yeah, because of telepathy, I will get the information from your side. Don't worry. Just say why there is need of inventory control. Yes, you. Yeah, I am talking to you only. Why there is a need for inventory control? I am getting some points. Yes, very good. That is right. Very good. I have got some point from your side. So I will try to discuss that point with you. The first point is there should be a proper inventory control in order to have a continuous flow of raw material to the production process, so that which helps the company to finish the production process in time and to make the product available in the market as and when they are demanded. That's the first point. First need of inventory control is to have a continuous flow of raw material supply to the production process. Second, it helps, if a proper inventory control helps the company to complete the production process in time. Third point, if I can say that it, because if the company is able, if the company is doing a proper inventory control, they are able to finish off their production process in time, with the help of which they can supply the goods, they can make the goods available as and when they are demanded by the customer. Right? Third, it reduces, a proper inventory control reduces the idle time of worker and the machine. If the inventory control is not done properly, what happened, you know, there suddenly there will be a call from the production department to the storekeeper, and he say that please supply some inventory because we need raw material for the production process. At that time, storekeeper answers, there is no inventory. At that time, they have to stop their work, which will put pressure on the cost of the production. That will increase the idle time of the worker as well as machinery. Right? So, in order to overcome all this, in order to achieve all these points, proper inventory control is very much necessary. So, when I am talking about inventory control, we have to do, how to do control, that we are going to discuss now in this session, in this meantime. Hence, when you are talking about control, we can control the inventory at the inventory control, purchase control, storage control, usage control, and accounting of all control of wastage. So when I am talking about inventory control, I have to control at all the levels: purchase control, storage control, issuing control, as well as control at the time of, control on the wastage and scrap. Right? So as I told you, that inventory is defined as a tangible asset held for the purpose of ordinary course of business. Inventory which is held for the purpose of ordinary course of business is finished goods. Inventory which is held for the purpose of course of production is raw material. Inventory which is used for, which is held for the purpose of process is work in progress. So inventory can be categorized into three categories. One is raw material. Second one is work in progress. Third one is your finished goods. Right? So when I am talking about inventory control, what is the objectives of inventory control? That we are going to study again. What is the objectives of inventory control? Inventory control allows the company to keep a continuous flow of the raw material to the production process. it allows the company to schedule their production on time. It allows the company to reduce the idle time of worker as well as machine hours. It allows the company to keep to supply the goods as and when they are needed or demanded by the final customer. So this is the main objectives of the inventory control. Right now, when I'm talking about inventory control, excess I have to keep either an while inventory control, what happened? Either you keep excess inventory in the stock, or you will keep short minimum inventory in the cost in the stock. But what happened if there is excess inventory? That too is a problem for us. If you keep excess inventory and store them in the godown, that creates problem because it increases the purchase and the storage cost. Second, it increases the cost of maintaining goods, carrying goods. For example, the insurance of the goods, the insurance of the godown, the rent which you are paying for the godown, that all expenses will increase if you are keeping the excess stock. It may take the production place where you are storing, it may occupy the production place, so you might not be in a free position to produce more and more work accurately, or more and more space for working in a very good condition, because since everywhere raw materials are stored in your factory. So that will put pressure, that will put influence the working process of the workers as well as the machine hours. It tempts the operator to be very careless. If you are stored the inventory in an excess, it tempts the operator to go to become careless. So that will increase the tendency of wastage and scrap. So these are some of the problems if you keep in the inventory control, if we keep the excess inventory in the stock. At the same time, if you keep less inventory in the stock, what will happen? It will reduce the carrying cost, but it will increase the operating cost, because you if the stocks are less, you have to keep on ordering again and again, since when the stocks are reduced, so you are not maintaining the stock at a high level. So what will happen? You keep on ordering, so ordering cost will increase, right? Someday will come that one day may be like that you are facing a problem of idle time of workers, because there is shortage of raw material and workers are there, but there is no raw material in the process. So that may happen. So what, when inventory control is done, you have to take care of, you should not keep either excess raw material, or you should not keep minimum inventory in the stock. That may create, that may increase either the operating cost or the carrying cost, either the purchase cost or the operating cost of the, or the carrying cost of the. So you have to balance these two costs in the inventory control. Now we will going through the different techniques. There are many techniques which is used by different people, different company, depending upon their nature of operation, nature of volume of operation, nature of business. So few of them we are going to study. They are, first is ABC method, ABC plan, and second one is fixation of level of inventory. So that we are going to study. One is inventory control methods. Methods of inventory control. Methods of inventory control. In this, we have in our syllabus two methods, ABC plan. Second one is fixation of level. Fixation of level of inventory. Level of inventory. Fixation of level of inventory. Now, let us talk about ABC plan. Now, when I am talking about ABC plan, what is this plan? How you control in this? Now, see, when I am talking about, it is very well said that division of labor, division of distribution or division of work improves the quality of the work. Yes or no? Tell me. I am asking, I am just making this statement, I am asking you that distribution of work or division of work will reduce, will improve the quality of the work. Yes or no? Yeah, what you said? I didn't hear you. Yes, very good. Yes, how? See, since from the childhood, I was hearing this word that division of work. At that time, I was not able to understand the importance of that word, division of work. It means that when one work is done, if different works are divided among different people, definitely the quality of work will be improved. But if that all work is done by one person, definitely he will end up with a mess. Because we are human beings, we are not God. So if one work is given to, allotted to me, or two works are allotted to me, I may be in a position to do that work efficiently. But if all the operations of different level, at different level is given to me, then I may end up with a mess at the end of the day. It is true. Similarly, when you are doing inventory control, I have to look after, suppose inventory control is done, the job of inventory control is given to me. So I have to look after all the inventory, all different types of inventory in my factory. For example, take an example of shirt making company. Suppose a manufacturer of shirts and pants, he has an inventory of three different categories. Right? So he may be having inventory of cloths, various fabrics, cotton, silk, terricot, every fabrics, maybe he may be having threads, needles and buttons of different styles and different sizes. So all this inventory are taken care by me, because that job is given to me by my cost accounting people or my factory people, head of the department. So what will happen? If it is given to me, I will divide the whole stock in three different categories. First, I will keep the first stock, which is more costly and which is used, the quantity is less, but the amount invested in that quantity is huge in number as compared to the other material or inventory which I am using for my production. I will put that type of stock in the A category, where I have to be very careful and I have to give lots of inspection to that particular type of goods. More and more care should be taken for that particular product. So that type of product will be kept in an A category. For example, if I am talking about the manufacturing of a shirt making company, so for him the main raw material is the fabrics. Because there are some fabrics which is available in India, there are some fabrics which have to import from the other countries, like China silk, which is very famous, right? So that may take lead time, that the lead time for ordering and actually procuring that raw material may be more. So for that purpose, I have to keep this in the I have to calculate that how much amount of inventory I am using of this category, and accordingly I will keep that stock in the godown and regularly have a check on that particular goods, because they are very highly costly. At the same time, the lead time of procuring them is high, so it is not easily available and it is highly costly as compared to other inventory which I am using in my process. So I will keep that stock in the A category, highly costly material which requires close inspection or attention. Then the second, because see, in this I will be buying 40,000 meters cloth, right? And it is costing me 2 crores. The cloth is 40,000, but it is costing me 2 crores. Right, the second category is the button and the chain which is used for pants and thread buttons. So buttons are of different categories, different style, different design. So I purchase 5 lakh units of buttons of different styles, 5 lakh units at a cost of say 50 lakhs. So I will put this into the second category, because first one was 1 crore, which is very costly. The units is 40,000, but it is contributing major portion to the, it forms a major part of the cost, total cost of the production. The units is 40,000, but the cost is 1 crore. Where the button which I purchase, 5 lakh button I purchase, the quantity is huge, but it is contributing only 10 lakhs. And then the third category is the threads and needles, which is not necessary for me to keep in a store or to kept in a storage. Why? Because they are easily available and they are very cheaper. So the cost of button thread and needles is 2 lakh rupees. So I divided the work. I have divided the inventory in 3 categories. A category, superior quality goods, means highly costly goods, which requires close attention, close inspection, more attention. But it is contributing 1 crores. It forms the major part of the cost of production. For example, if the 100 is a cost, out of that 80 is the contribution which is made by the A category goods. Then B is buttons. In that, I am investing only 10 lakhs, but they are not so easily available. So I have to maintain that stock also. And the third category is thread and needles, because that I can get from anywhere without the lead time, without much waiting period. I can get it from the local market as much quantity as I want, and that too they are very cheaper. So that requires less attention of mine. So if I divide this stock, if I divide this inventory in 3 different categories, definitely I will give more concentration on the first category, then less on the third, and the least on the less on the second category and least on the third category. And in this way, I can do effective inventory control. So that is called ABC plan, always better control plan. Always better control plan. In this, the A category goods are those goods which are highly superior quality, as well as they are highly inflated, or cost means high cost. Second, the list, but this cost, they may be high, but they are if the total cost is 100%, they may be contributing 80% of that. Means though the cost, the quantity is less, but they are contributing more to the cost. They are contributing more to the cost. Means they are the quantity wise, we are saying they are only 20%, but the cost wise they are 80% to the total cost. Whereas the other two categories, they are the quantity wise they are huge, but they are contributing only 20%. So that is how we will divide the stock in 3 categories: A, highly costly material or inventory; B, less costly; and 3, least costly, where we does not require a close inspection on such type of goods. So in this way, we can do, by dividing, division of work, we can improve the quality of work, and we can improve the inventory control. We can do the inventory control. Second is fixation of level. This is another method where the company, some of the company follow this method by keeping the maximum level and the minimum level, because by deciding the various levels, they have to decide a various level, maximum and minimum, depending upon the use, use in the operations, and on that basis they make a level, they fix a level, and above that level they will not go, and below that level they will not go. By doing that, they can do in proper inventory control. So we will talk about one by one the various level which we are going to do in the fixation level of inventory. Now in this method, fixation of level of inventory, by fixing the various level, we can have the control on the inventory. How? Now first one is maximum level. Means the company will have to decide that what is the maximum level of quantity the company has to keep, can keep, which will not put pressure on the carrying cost of the goods. What mean by carrying cost? The cost which is incurred, since if you are storing the goods in a maximum level in the godown, then insurance cost, rent of the godown, the investment which is blocked because of which you are paying an interest, that will increase, right? Because most of the investment is blocked in the inventory. Storage cost, then there may be danger, the possibility of loss of stock due to deterioration, obsolescence. So all this cost, all these items forms the operating cost, means cost of carrying goods. So when you are deciding the maximum level, you have to take care of the operating cost, means carrying cost of the goods, which are some of the list which I have given you right now. So maximum level is that level above which the company cannot maintain or should not maintain, because it will put a bad trouble on their financial health of the working capital. So maximum level is that level above which the company can't store the goods Otherwise, it will put immense pressure on the carrying cost. Minimum level. Now see, this is an example. I can tell you a practical example. See, you have a bike. Yeah. So in a bike, when you are riding your bike, when you are driving your bike, at that time what happened, you know, sometime you have to stop in a middle of the road because the bike has two sides. One, when you fill the bike, it will get control stored in the tank. But some liters of the petrol are stored in the reserve level. So when you are using, at one point of time your bike will stop. At that time you turn the knob. You turn the knob and then you drive it in a reserve petrol, right? Now what is that reserve petrol? That is the minimum level, because you know that when you are driving, you don't keep on continuously having a check on the the level of the petrol, because we are driving at that time, because we don't see that. But the reserve part will indicate that this is a minimum level you have reached, so it is a time to go to the nearest petrol pump and fill the tank. Similarly, the minimum level of the stock is maintained by the company, so that when they are reaching to that minimum level, it gives an indication to the storekeeper as well as to the management that we are reaching to the minimum level, please order the quantity. So that is the minimum level. So minimum level will help the company to take decision at when to order. So that level is called minimum level. To decide minimum level, there are various points which you have to keep in mind. That we'll discuss afterwards. But we'll move right now further. Ordering level. Now what is ordering level? What is ordering level? When I say ordering level, it is that level when you decide, when the management decide, now we have to order the goods because we are reaching to the minimum level. That is called ordering level. Then ordering quantity. Now what is ordering quantity? Ordering quantity is that quantity which makes sure that will fulfill the gap between maximum level and the minimum level. At the time when you order, so how much quantity you should order, that will fulfill the gap between the maximum level and the minimum level. Right? Now danger level. Now what is danger level? The level of inventory between minimum to zero is called danger level. The company will never go to the danger level unless and until it is the order from the top level management. They will go to the danger level. Danger level company may go in that point of time that where the company has given the order well in advance, but due to transportation strike, due to some natural calamities or due to some other economical factors which is outside in external factors which because of which you are not able to procure that goods on time, at that time company may order the management to the storekeeper that you go to the danger level. Unless and until there is order from the top level management, the company will not go to the danger level. So what is danger level? The level at below, the level below the minimum level and to the zero level, that is the danger level. No company can go to the will try to go to the danger level unless and until there is a circumstances, a weird circumstances. Okay, now what are the factors which affects the maximum level? Now when you are deciding the maximum quantity, the maximum level of the goods, at that time what you have to do, you have to first see that what is the storage capacity of your company. Second, how much investment is blocked in that, right? Because that investment will be blocked in, since you are maintaining a maximum level. Third, the nature of the product, whether they are highly perishable or less perishable. On the basis of that, your maximum level will increase or decrease. Nature of the product, because some of the goods get perished very very faster and some of the goods get perished after a certain period of time, so we get a gap of that. So on the basis of that, then lead time of procurement. What do you mean by lead time? The time when you give the order and the time when you get the actual order, the time gap between these two activities is called lead time. If the lead time is high, definitely the maximum level will be high. If the lead time is less, the maximum level will be less. So all these factors are decided all these factors are calculated or taken into consideration to decide the maximum level, right? Now we'll talk about some of the factors which is affecting the minimum level, which will consider, which we, the company consider during the calculation of minimum level. Now, when I am talking about the minimum level, I will take care of that how much quantity is taken, how much quantity is used in the production on a daily basis, that I have to keep in mind. Second, the the volume of production, what is the volume of the company's production, what is the volume of operation, that I have to consider, right? The time of lead time, again lead time we have to consider to decide the minimum level, right? So these are some of the factors which we have to decide, which we have to take into consideration for deciding the minimum level. Okay, now there is one more calculation technique which is used by the company for inventory control, that is economic order quantity, which is there in this level only. So we are now going to study about the economic order quantity. What is economic order quantity? I just want to ask you, what is economic order quantity? Economic order quantity. What is economic order quantity? Now, I just want to ask you right now a question. What comes in your mind when I ask this economic order quantity? Yes, you who is listening to me right now, who is watching me this video, sitting at home. So, what is economic order quantity? What comes in your mind? Yeah, I will get your answer. You don't worry. Don't get shocked with my question that how sir is asking this question. I get, because the telepathy is very strong between you and me. Right. So I just want to ask you, what is economic order quantity? Economic order quantity, which is, now one person is telling me that, sir, that quantity that which will fulfill our need. One person is telling me that quantity which is economical for us. Yes, this all statement is going around in your mind. Yes, I can judge that statement which is coming in your mind, the answer which is coming in your mind. Very good, at least you tried. But above all, I just want to tell that economic order quantity is not that max, the level, the quantity which we required, which is fruitful for our company's pocket point of view or finance point of view, right? So it is not like that. Economic order quantity is that quantity which will reduce our two costs, operating cost, carrying cost and purchase cost of the inventory to the minimum. To the minimum. I told you, whenever you are doing inventory control, there are two costs which we have to take care. One is the storage cost, the carrying cost, the maintaining cost, and second one is the purchasing cost. Because if you keep on purchasing again and again and again, what will happen? The purchase department will keep on working. So we have to make the follow-up cost. The follow-up cost is there. Then quotation cost is there. Then you have to get the quotation, because some of the company ask money if you want quotation. They charge something. So follow-up cost, the purchase department salary, the purchase department telephone charges, the purchase department electricity charges, the salary given to the purchase department people. All these are the purchasing costs, ordering costs. And second cost is cost of carrying the goods. Means in order to maintain that goods, there are certain costs. The go-down rent, the storekeeper salary, the electricity of the go-down, the time means the blockage period of the investment which you have invested in the inventory by taking a loan. If you have taken a loan, then there will be a huge blockage period. So that will put more pressure on the interest, plus insurance cost. Then there will be cost of the loss of stock due to deterioration. Perishable goods are there which get destroyed, means which get perished very faster. So all this comes under the carrying cost. So this, when you are talking about inventory control, these two costs should be reduced to the minimum. I am not saying that it will get reduced totally or it becomes zero. No, but I have to reduce this cost, both the cost, to the minimum. If I keep excess stock in my company, what will happen? The purchase cost, the ordering cost will reduce, definitely. But if I keep minimum stock in my company, the ordering cost will increase. I have to not reduce one of the costs and increase other costs. No. My inventory control method does not say like that, ki reduce one cost and increase other costs. No. The inventory control is a technique which helps the company to reduce this both the costs together to the minimum level. So economic order quantity is that quantity which is Economic order quantity is that quantity which will reduce the ordering cost and the storage cost, means carrying cost of the inventory, to the minimum level. So there are various formulas for this which you have to go through from your textbook, right? Few of the sums we are going to do with the help of that formulas in this session. So this is the different methods where we can do inventory control. One was ABC level, ABC plan. In that, what we do, if you are implementing ABC plan, first of all you have to find out the quantity which is used, which is consumed of the various stock which you are using in the production, or inventory which you are using in the production, right? Accordingly multiply with the cost, so that we can get the amount, and put them in the order of descending order of amount. Means raw material cost, which is costing you 80,000 first, then the button cost, which is costing you 10,000 in the second, and the thread and needle cost, which is costing you 5,000 in the third category. So in this way we can make out that which is the most superior goods, costly goods, will be categorized in A. Less value cost will be categorized in B, and the least, where I do not have to bother about much, I should not have to pay, I am not supposed to pay an high attention or a very huge attention to such type of goods, because they are easily available in the category C. So in this way we can do the inventory control by ABC plan. Whereas in fixation of level of plan, we are doing fixing the level, maximum level, minimum level, depending upon the nature of the goods, definitely depending upon the volume of operation, maximum, minimum level, ordering quantity, danger level, and EOQ. So these are some of the inventory control programs which is implemented by various company. There are many more in the market, techniques used in the market. You can see that in the various journals which is available in the market for techniques of the management. So few of these two are there for your portion. So we have just had a brief idea about this. Now we'll move on to the next part, which is the valuation of the stock. When I'm talking about valuation of the stock, so what is valuation? When I am talking about valuation, what comes in your mind, that we will going to study now. Just have a break of 2 minutes, so that you will just concentrate, you just go through what we have studied, what you have watched in this video right now. I am coming back in 1 minute break, so we will continue that. Okay.